This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Commanders fans are worked up about normal football business. Meanwhile, the Giants are fist-fighting each other at OTAs.
Wait.
Yo, you heard me right.
How do you fist-fight in OTAs?
They did it.
They got an idiot running that stuff up there. So, I mean, you don't go fast enough to fight in OTAs.
They did. Right now, though, we're going to talk about a football operation that is quite good, and that is the Detroit Lions. Joining us is our guy from Detroit. Always awesome to talk to Dan Miller.
Dan, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Chilling, man.
Thank you for making time for us, dude.
Always.
What is, I'm sure the Lions have their OTAs going on, mini camp.
Are they fighting?
No, it's been pretty chill. Actually, today is the last day for the vets. They canceled their mandatory mini camp. They've got the Hall of Fame game, so they're going to come back to camp early in mid-July. So he basically wanted to make sure they got the normal 6 weeks off. So this is going to be it for them today. Rookies will be around for a couple more days, but the vets are done after today.
Oh, that's cool.
I would argue that is a great example of why, like, people that get really worked up about veterans missing OTAs, about, you know, hey, it's not mandatory, but they should want to be there. This is a coach just canceling it because he understands, yo, it's great to get this work in, but this is not the work that we need for September.
They know who's ready and who's not and who's going to get
what. Yeah, and they've also got, I mean, they're going to be, their first practice is going to be July 20th. So you got four preseason games. Obviously, you're not going to see much of the starters in those games, but they're also doing two joint practices. So, I mean, those joint practices have really become the new preseason games for a lot of these teams. So it's, I think he feels really confident about the work that they've gotten into this point and the work that they will get in. And I think it's more important to him to just say, hey, get your normal time away, make sure your head's right when you come back, and let's break it here and we'll see you in the middle of July.
Dan, I went through a lot of them, and I'd rather not get into discussions with people because that whole thing about OTAs is turned into who can scream the loudest or try to be the most obnoxious, and I think that's on the media side. But the coaches and the players understand exactly what it is, you know,
and they know when the work
is going to really happen.
Yeah, and I would think, Brian, it's good for the young guys. They get a taste of it. They get a taste of the playbook. They figure out what's going on. It gives them a little taste of going against the vets as well. And then, you know what, the real work's going to start. I mean, obviously this is important, everything you're doing, your meetings, you're just getting everybody ready for the season. But so too is being in the right frame of mind and making sure these guys have enough time off. And I think these coaches are pretty well in tune to what their teams need. So I'm with you. I think it can be overstated for sure. But, you know, once you get back in July, you want to make sure everything's right because that's when it really counts.
Mm-hmm. We are talking with Dan Miller from Fox 2 in Detroit, Lions radio play-by-play, voice of the Detroit Lions. Dan, you know, obviously Detroit's season didn't end how folks there expected. Washington with a pretty big upset. They've lost a lot this offseason, lose both coordinators. But, I mean, this one was at least a surprise to me. All-pro center, Frank Ragnow, probably a future Hall of Famer. Frank Ragnow just retired, I think, earlier this week or last week.
Yep.
Was that a pretty shocking development, or were you guys expecting that?
I think the timing was a little bit surprising because maybe the thinking was, and I'm talking about people on the outside, look, the team knew he's been in contact with the team. That's why they drafted two offensive linemen in this past draft. I think they were in contact with Frank. I think they were disappointed and had hoped that he would be able to come back. I think for people on the outside that weren't privy to that, look, if you've covered this team and been around Frank, this dude went through it. I mean, he had brutal toe injuries that he had to play through. Mm-hmm. He had knee, he had ankle. He played last year with a partially torn pec. I mean, he's just had terrible luck when it's come to injuries, and he's done everything he could to stay on the field. And I mean, you're not going to find a better guy. You're not going to find a more competitive guy. You're not going to find a guy that loves being around that offensive line with that group more than he does. I think his body just told him that was it. He didn't have anything left. And it's a big loss. I mean, that's one of the best players in the league at center. And, you know, they got to figure some things out now. But I would say for a lot of people on the outside, it was a surprise. For the people on the inside, they had been in touch with Frank. And I think they were certainly hopeful he'd be back, but it just didn't work out that way.
Dan, you've been covering football for a long time. Hell, you was here when I got here. And, you know, I'm getting close to 56, so, you know, I'd say how old you are.
I was older than you.
But my thing is, like, when you start, have your, like, I know for me, I look at this thing based off of what I know about how players and what they go through. And I know I'm in the media now, and you have to be a different person or whatever, but still, you understand. I also hear a lot of people that talk about how players are as if the players are robots and if they're not human. Do you find yourself understanding the longer you've been in this thing that, but you've seen so much now, and you got a lot of friends that are players, and just like by Ragnar, you say what he had to go through to be on the field. You have a better understanding than the other person that may say, oh, he just up and quit on his team.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's a couple things there, Brian. Number one, you know, I was having this conversation with T.J. Lang and Lomas Brown, the two guys I do games with last year. We were just talking about players. Like, we have Marcus Davenport on this team who's just been hurt every year. He's been in the league, it seems. He's just had no – and they said, you know what, a lot of times it's just bad luck. It's yeah. not like your body's built in a faulty way. It's just bad luck. And I think Frank's had his share of bad luck. You look at when his toe injury happened a couple years ago. He just took a wrong step, got stepped on in the middle of a play. All of a sudden he's hobbling. And that thing was inoperable and was never going to get better. And throw everything else on there. And I will say this, too. There were a number of times where I had an opportunity to talk to Frank. No cameras, just he and I. And, you know, without sharing everything that he talked about, I can tell you what he went through. It was brutal, man. And it was sincere and everything he had to get out there. So, you know, guys love this game. You know the ones that do. There's some that don't want to play.
Yeah,
but there's some that can't play anymore. And when your body tells you that and you're getting ready to go to camp, if you're not ready and your body's telling you you're not ready, that's a bad sign because you're never going to feel better than you do.
Yeah.
Than the day you walk into camp.
Totally.
Totally. Talking with our friend Dan Miller from Detroit, Fox 2, sports director for Fox 2 and the voice of the Lions, calls all their games. You can give Dan a follow at Dan Miller, Fox 2. Dan's joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. So let's talk about the guys that are there. You got new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. Both the previous guys get head coaching jobs. How big of an impact will that have? How ready to step into those roles are the new guys?
Yeah, it's a couple layers there. Number one, obviously it's a question. Number two, I think one thing that Dan Campbell did that was smart was he took some of the unknowns out of the equation. Johnny Morton, the guy who's taken over as the offensive coordinator, was here in 2022. He was here when they installed this offense. He was here with Ben Johnson when they designed this offense. So he was here for a year. He's got a relationship with Jared Goff. So you have that with the quarterback. You've got a relationship. He's worked with Dan Campbell twice. And I think that's important because, like in any business, guys, you hire somebody, you may think you know what you're getting, but until they get in there and you're with them every day and you watch how they interact with other coaches, with the players, with people in the organization, you really don't know. Well, in this case, you do. Mm-hmm. So the question is, all right, now you got to design a game plan. Now you got to call a game and be on the same page as Jared Goff, which obviously Ben Johnson did a great job of. Where Kelvin Shepherd is concerned, the defensive coordinator, the one thing that Aaron Glenn did to him that really is going to help him out is Aaron Glenn didn't just have him as a linebackers coach. He had him interacting with every group on this team, and I think that was a forward-looking move that they thought at some point this might be his job. And so he's got a relationship with all those defensive guys. There won't be any surprises. They know exactly who he is. They know exactly what to expect. But again, now it's incumbent upon him to design a game plan and to call the game and to make all those moves and adjustments within a game. So I think they took some of the unknown off the table, but these guys still have to prove themselves. Morton's called plays before. He did it for 1 year with the Jets. Kelvin Shepherd never has. So we're gonna see how this thing works out. It's look, you lost two really good coaches in Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. So that's certainly part of the question marks surrounding this team as they go into the year.
Do the expectations remain the same, even though those two guys are gone?
No doubt. I mean, look, they didn't take the players with them. And, you know, last year was, you know, historically rough in terms of injuries. It was still disappointing to bow out the way that they did. But I think they feel, number one, by getting healthy, that's going to give them a leg up. They won 15 games last year. Obviously, I think they feel great about that. This is a really, really talented team. So while you can have questions, I don't think the expectations are any different. This team feels like it is a Super Bowl contender, and that's the ultimate goal. They've won two consecutive divisions. I'm sure they want to make it three, but, you know, bigger picture, you know, you don't know how long that window is going to be open. I know teams don't like talking about windows, but you know, they're one of the best teams in football on paper, so why not think that you have a chance to win the Super Bowl going in, and you really shouldn't accept anything less.
Yep. Talking with our friend Dan Miller from Detroit, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Dan calls all the Lions radio broadcasts, knows the Detroit Lions inside and out. Dan, I got a question, dude. So, I have a theory, perhaps more so than a question. Ben Johnson became like the hot young offensive mind over the last couple seasons. 2 years ago, a lot of speculation he was going to land in Washington. I really think that was going to happen until he kind of pulled the plug on it. It didn't. Now he goes to Chicago. I feel like people continuously, however, underrate Dan Campbell and like who he is, what he is. And I get that Johnson was calling the plays, but Dan Campbell, most people, I think, we actually did a funny quiz with one of our producers about this. I think most people think Dan Campbell was like a linebacker or a defensive lineman and don't know the depth of his offensive mind. And I'm just curious if you agree with that. Like, I feel like Dan Campbell plays up his meathead side, but I think that dude is actually
brilliant,
crazy smart.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think he kind of laughs at the fact that he gets laughed at. And look, a lot of it goes back to that first press conference, yeah, bite kneecaps, things like that. And sometimes those things are people's lasting and enduring memories of you. And I'll be honest, the thing, and we may have talked about this before, but the thing that kind of made me angry about that was, that was literally 30 seconds. And that's the 30-second clip everybody's going to use because it's funny and it's different. And it just looks, you know, you got this big dude up there talking about biting kneecaps and biting another kneecap. And but it was 30 seconds out of a 90-minute press conference where he absolutely killed it and said everything that this fan base, and not just the fan base, but the organization needed to hear about the path forward. And really, it's everything that he's done to this point and to turn this thing around. So look, you won't find anybody that covers him on a regular basis or is around him that thinks he's any kind of meathead. Look, he's a good dude. He'll have a lot of fun with you, but he's deadly serious. He wants to win. He's amazingly consistent. He doesn't change day to day, week to week, practice to practice, whatever it is. And I think that's why the players love him. But look, he took over the play calling the first year he was here when it didn't work out, and called it for the last six or seven games. That's when the offense took off. And I guarantee you he thought for a minute about calling the plays himself coming into this season and then maybe realized it's a lot to take on. But he's a really smart guy who would be perfectly capable of doing that. And we've seen him do it. So, you know, it's the fourth down thing, too. People question that. I mean, so it's all of that. But when you see it, when you understand who he is. There's a lot to him.
I mean, when you're aggressive, be aggressive. John Thompson always said, people try to judge you by sound clips of your life. Like you said, 30 seconds, and they want to talk about that. Look at what he's done. Look at how the team is run. Look at all those injuries last year, and they were still one game away from the NFC Championship game.
I mean, how decimated were they?
I mean, look, you lost your two best defensive linemen in Aiden Hutchinson and Aleem McNeil. You lost your best cornerback in Carlton Davis. You lost your second best cornerback in Amik Robertson in, I think, the first quarter against you guys. You had lost your best linebacker, probably your leader, I'd say. Jack Campbell may be catching him, but Alex Anzalone for much of the season. And they lost other defensive linemen. Davenport went down in the second game. Derek Barnes, who they play at edge and is one of their top three linebackers, went down as well. There was over 20 guys on IR at the end. And there was one game last year where they had four guys on defense that had been there for less than a week that were playing. And that was forced by nothing left on the depth chart. It was crazy. I mean, and just that it was concentrated so much on one side of the football made it difficult. But, you know, you could see the cracks. If you look at the last six or seven games last year, they were giving up over 30 points a game. So it was starting to snowball on them. They held it together as long as they could. But, look, everybody has injuries, but that was and you don't want to make excuses, but sometimes excuses are reasons. And that was certainly one of the reasons that they weren't able to really do much at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. I was curious. Aiden Hutchinson, obviously a monster. Where is he in his recovery and timeline and all that?
He's back fully cleared. We haven't seen him hit anything yet, but he's running around full speed. And, you know, he looks like Aiden Hutchinson. Now, we'll see when we get to camp and there's full contact. But, you know, he's one of those guys, you know, that we talked about a minute ago, that is absolutely relentless and will do anything to play this game. And he's attacked his, you know, rehab like you'd expect a guy like that to. His dad's a doctor, so I'm sure his dad was riding him every step of the way to make sure he was doing things right. So he looks good, and I think the anticipation is, you know, week one he'll be out there and ready to go.
Dan, last thing for me, there's been so much talk and speculation about Trey Hendrickson and what might happen in Cincinnati. People in Washington want the Commanders to trade for him. Everything I've seen when you get those odds is that Detroit is one of the favorites to land Hendrickson. How realistic do you think that is?
You know, as soon as I say I don't think it's that realistic, it'll probably break at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Look, they have already given out so much money in second contracts to Aleem McNeil, to Amon-Ra St. Brown, an extension for Jared Goff, Penei Sewell. Hmm. Now you still got to do Laporta, you got to do Gibbs, you got to do Jameson Williams, you got to do Jack Campbell, you got to do Brian Branch. You already did Kirby Joseph, making him the highest paid safety in the league. I don't know how you do it. I mean, I already don't think they're going to be able to keep all these guys. I mean, I think you will see a trade at some point, maybe not this year, maybe offseason, maybe next year, of a guy from the Lions that you're going to say, dang, why'd they trade him? Well, it's because they can't afford to sign all these guys. They just have so many players coming up for second contracts that adding a guy who's expecting to make $30 to $35 million in his next contract, which Hendrickson is, and that's the problem in Cincinnati right now, I just don't know how that's sustainable for this team. It means you're probably unloading a couple of other guys. So maybe it's a decision you make. Do we think it's worth losing a Laporta or Gibbs or Branch or one of those guys down the line? So that's kind of the judgment they'd have to make, but it just comes down to this. You just can't pay everybody. I mean, there's a lot of wiggle room with the cap and things that you can do to manipulate it, but in the end, it is finite. There is a limit to what you can do, and that's why you see good teams lose good players, because ultimately you just run out of room.
Yeah, eventually the bill comes due. Look at what's happened to the New Orleans Saints over the last 5 years.
Oh yeah,
Dan, thank you, man. Always appreciate you making time for us.
Always good catching up with you guys. Thank you.
All right,
bro.
Dan Miller, he is the man for the Lions. Give him a follow at Dan Miller Fox 2, play-by-play voice of the Detroit Lions. A lot to take in with that Detroit situation. You lose both coordinators. Ragnow is a blow, B. That dude
That's
is
a hell of a blow.
Nasty. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.